A lot of people don't really understand who or what the YMCA is or what it does. It was founded about 200 years ago by philanthropic Christian men, hence the Young Men's Christian Association. It has nothing to do with the Village People song.
I was going to say, that's not a thing that springs to mind. Yeah, the Village People.
There you go, but I'm sure you've danced to it at a few weddings and things.
I've tried. I'm not a great dancer, but I have tried.
Exactly. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. They have everything for young men to enjoy. You can hang out with all the boys. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It was founded by philanthropic Christian businessmen with a view to establishing a work in the community so people could help people develop body, mind and spirit. And that was primarily done through homelessness, housing, youth work, childcare, education, training, sport, health, fitness, development, all that sort of thing. So that's the core model. And we've continued to flow in those aim and objectives in Woking YMCA.
Okay, so you've started out with the objectives that were put in place when it was all started out all those years ago, and continue to kind of live by those values today, then, I guess.
Exactly. It's quite interesting because I was speaking to a deputy head of a school in Woking, Simon Sharples. He's a cool guy if he's out there listening, or any listeners know him. But I'm speaking there tomorrow, actually, and I'm speaking to the students who are graduating, and he wants me to speak about adventure, skills and values. And it's a really, really important part of life, adventure, skills and values, because even in the economy, even like it is today, no matter where you are in the world, if you have a sense of adventure and you develop your skills and you have values, you'll get through no matter what. You know, it's a sure foundation. So we've pioneered the YMCA on those core values, and we've expressed that through a bit of our personality as a staff team in what we are and do, you know.
Okay, so it's really good work that you do, and I'm just interested in how sort of the YMCA works. You're from the Woking YMCA, so is it a case of different areas of a country, different towns have their own little sort of organisation? Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's right. Everybody is affiliated to the national core aims and objectives, most are, and then each local YMCA is autonomous, so it runs itself by it as a board of directors, a board of management, and then a chief exec who reports to them, then he or she runs the operation. It's not just for men anymore.
No, women get involved as well. Eh?
Exactly, yes. It's a Christian organisation, but we do welcome all faiths and of none, so completely non-judgmental, completely accepting, and again, with a view to just seeing people develop, giving people hope. You know, there's always hope, there's always purpose, there's always a way you can break through into the next level in your life, you know, and whether that's helping young people get into education, employment, training, or helping finding somewhere to live, or even developing volunteers and training them up to become staff members. We're all about developing people and therefore developing the community and therefore developing the wider world out there.
And do you work with people of all different ages as well, or is it primarily young people?
Well, we do. I mean, we're primarily working towards working with young people, and the core of our work is done there, but we also work with the community. So we might work with young people's parents. We have got a children's centre that it helps families with young babies, young children. We do a lot of work with families. We have dance classes, etc., etc., you know. So we are a charity that its strapline is to help young people build a future. However, you know, we still believe in the family, you know, and therefore we're not just helping young people, we're helping the family and the wider community, yeah.
And you mentioned your talk in a school shortly, and I was reading something a few days ago about, you know, the idea of assemblies in school. And I think assemblies are very important, a part of the sort of school day. And there was talk about sort of scrapping them. I don't know what you feel about that.
Looking back at school myself, and that's a long time ago. Yeah, but I remember thinking about assemblies right now in my junior school and my senior school, and they were more like disciplinary parades, you know what I mean? That's how it felt. And we had a little bit of inspiration now and again. But if there could be regular inspiration stuff, you know, if there could be regular spiritual stuff, you know, we did have some spiritual stuff. I went to a Roman Catholic school, both schools. but relevant and powerful and contemporary, you know, stuff that can help people